Edinburgh to Harlingen, direct connector, open early June. Texas border business. FAR, Texas, the $303 million I-2, I-69 CFAR interchange project is 75% complete and Valley drivers will soon be traveling on a newly completed flyover that merges southbound I-69C, US 281 traffic onto eastbound Interstate 2, US 83. Representatives from the Texas Department of Transportation, TXDOT, and project contractor Dragados Poulos Joint Venture, DPJV, shared the update with media representatives during a site visit, Friday. Construction workers are finalizing Direct Connector 3, District of Columbia 3, also referred to as the Edinburgh to Harlingen connector, and a new traffic pattern is expected in early June. An exact date for the transition will be made public next week. Meanwhile, message boards are in place in the work zone alerting drivers of an upcoming change. Once open, drivers approaching the interchange on southbound I-69C, US 281 with the intent of traveling toward Harlingen will stay left and drive onto District of Columbia 3. Drivers headed west toward McAllen will stay right and merge onto Direct Connector 4. Directional signage will guide drivers to each of the flyovers. With this new change, the Sugar Road turnaround in FAR will permanently close. The eastbound I-2, US 83 freeway access ramp between Sugar Road and Cage Boulevard will temporarily close, also, to allow the McAllen to Edinburgh connector to open sooner. Contractor Dragados Poulos Joint Venture encourages the public to sign up for updates on the I-2, I-69C interchange project on its website, dpjvtx.com. A project hotline 956-803-3560 is also in place to answer questions and provide additional information. Substantial completion of the I-2, I-69C interchange project is expected by the end of 2023. Once completed, the four interchange connectors will each accommodate two lanes of traffic and Interstate 2 will widen to eight lanes, between 2nd Street in McAllen and Stewart Road in San Juan.